trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast, brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
That's fine. Oh, whatever.
I was going to go pee before we got
started. Why don't you do that, Chris? Go pee. We'll hold down
now,
the fort here.
I can barely
here,
feel it, but if we're going an hour on this thing like we do.
We'll probably do about 30, 45 minutes tonight. Okay. Yeah.
Just the tip with pee is
just
dangerous.
Tip. Yeah. We'll do just the tip tonight.
Yeah, you never know when it's going to come on.
That's true. God forbid. It's all over with.
Out of nowhere. That is a video game problem I have.
Same as the porn problem?
No, the video game problem is...
Wait, did we say that Mark had a porn problem? Is that what you were saying?
I heard the word problem and tied it to the last thing we talked about. It was a problem.
I wouldn't call my porn addiction a problem.
But I would call it an addiction.
I forget what I was saying.
It does now. Video games. What's up?
Video games. That's your video game problem. No, you don't want to get up to pee.
Well, you know
what it is?
Yeah. Anxiety, like
you have a Gatorade bottle next to you.
Nervousness causes you to pee.
Right.
Like that's a chain reaction in your body. Mm-hmm. So, this game I play, you're always nervous like the whole time. So it's like every 20 minutes, I feel like I have to take a piss when I play this game. And the game lasts 30 minutes, you know what I mean? So it's like,
at least once a game,
I feel like I have to pee.
Is this the game that you've been playing that you played
PUBG.
Before? Yeah. What the fuck is that? What is that? I'm going to Google it.
100 people get onto a plane. They jump out onto an island and parachute down to the ground. You land on the ground with nothing. So you have to run around and find helmets and backpacks and bulletproof vests and guns. And you put your guns together and... That is the game, basically, to survive to the end. So you can play in singles, duos, or squads,
Player
which is
Unknown's
four
Battleground.
Yes. Also known as PUBG.
They are hosting their inaugural community skin contest. That's...
Community skin?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Skins are like your colors.
In celebration of the game's third anniversary, the massively popular Battle Royale game, PUBG, is now hosting its first ever community skin contest. Are you going to do this, Mark?
No.
Why not?
Because I just want to kill people and hunt for guns and parachute.
Well, if he just walks
but
on
it
in,
sounds
we
cool.
Have a seat
it says.
Ready for him, right? If
he just wants to you can design your own skins.
I'm always being creative. Can I just play the video game? God
sounds,
damn it.
Don't you want to be
I only
special?
Have so much creative juice for the world, okay?
I get that.
My video game time is dead brain time. I don't want to design things.
Don't you
I just
want to
kill people that run
apart.
Across my screen.
No signal. There's no signal.
Switch
no
over to
signal.
Here. And in case Chuck walks in, so he doesn't have to maneuver through everything.
Who's Chuck?
So you sound checked me on the wrong mic.
Oh.
We're good to go.
Oh boy.
The landlord.
Yeah, I'm switching the mics over here. That way he can sit on the end.
Yeah, I'm the loot goblin.
Just to fucking hear more on this. Slack on this.
Panties.
There.
I don't like the word panties.
You don't like the word panties?
I also have. Panties. There are other words that I do not enjoy.
Are you wearing?
Either.
Are you wearing drawers? Like, you got your drawers on, Charmin?
Panties and moist.
Oh, you don't like moist?
And also, I don't like succotash.
Panties. Oh man, succotash is the best.
Succotash and panties.
I love
moist succotash.
Or,
yeah. Too much succotash will make your panties moist. I got. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
blouse?
suck at my tash, baby.
No, don't like blouse.
Vegans have
like
the worst poop.
Blouse.
Hang on, Charmy's going down her shit list here. You don't like
you know,
the word blouse?
Right.
Why? What's wrong with blouse?
I just don't like that.
It's too fancy.
What do you work? What do you use in place of it?
Shirt.
Shirt.
She uses the word panties.
Business attire.
Instead of blouse.
Wait, panties are business attire?
Yeah.
Panties are business attire?
That's right.
I need to get my business attire.
That's what your business is.
You know what my business is.
Yeah.
Business is.
Yeah.
Business is booming.
Yeah. I don't, Jesus. You know, I don't understand. I don't understand why so many people. Why do so many people not like succotash? When all succotash is corn and lima beans.
And what else is in there? Carrots.
Together, they are better than being apart. Corn and lima beans are very good.
I think a lot
food.
Of people don't like lima beans. I don't have any issue with the food. I just don't like the word
lima.
Oh,
lima.
Oh, you don't like that. Suffering succotash.
What is the etymology of that word?
You got a Hanna-Barbera thing?
Where did that fucking come from? Succotash.
It came from.
That's what it's called. It's called succotash. It's lima, bean, and corns.
Suffering succotash is Daffy Duck.
Yeah. Lima, bean, and corns.
I don't know. Maybe if you don't like the word, maybe you have a bad memory that involves Daffy Duck.
This dish was popular during the Great Depression. That was Sylvester the Cat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, he said suffering succotash.
Suffering succotash.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was Sylvester. Yeah. Same voice on one,
yeah,
right?
It is the same
different,
voice.
Different animals. No, blank.
I never really realized that.
Two shit straight.
I just want to know where the name is.
Yeah, you never really see Sylvester with Daffy the Duck. Because it would just be fucking lisping and spitting.
Actually, yeah, had they've never been in a cartoon together, have they?
Not really.
Nope, not even the Wacky Races or none of that. But that all that was
Hanna
Barbera.
Maybe Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They were in Who Framed Roger Rabbit together. I think.
I want to say
maybe. Was Sylvester in that?
So apparently, succotash can. It doesn't have to be those specific things.
What is it?
It's.
Tell us what we don't know.
Combining a. you can add other things, but you can swap out the beans.
Well,
they have
so
one here with corn and kidney beans.
Corn and kidney beans. So it's just a corn and bean
thing.
So
what they're saying is combining a grain with a legume provides a dish that is high in all essential amino acids, which is, and that's why it was popular during the Great Depression.
Yeah, plus it's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now we believe the legumes are good and the corn is bad, but, you know, I'll still eat it.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know why are they saying corn's bad now. I mean, the corn syrup is obviously bad, but I guess the syrup is comes
bad because
from the corn.
It's in everything. Corn is in like everything.
Is it sugary? It's sugary.
Yeah, it spikes your glucose levels in a bad way.
Yeah,
like I'm not supposed to corn
like
and
this stuff.
Yeah, like that.
What is that stuff? Fireball whiskey.
Yes, this is whiskey and corn syrup.
Corn syrup whiskey.
Yeah, this is actually, there's probably like the 6 years of corn. There's probably 6 years of corn in this mini.
I got my sister for Christmas,
corn hub.
So that makes me feel good.
The corn hub show.
Yeah.
Corn hub.
Oh, yeah, this is the hub
what,
show.
You got your sister?
Yes, they
you
did
got
that
your,
for April
You got your sister corn for Christmas?
No, I got her a Fireball, a gigantic bottle of it.
That would be a horrible Christmas gift. Just wrap up an ear of corn.
Ear of corn. Merry Christmas.
Did you guys
I feel
do
like
any?
If it was the Great Depression, somebody might really.
Did
want
you guys
to.
Do any cool kitschy Christmas things?
Kitschy.
We watched Christmas Vacation, but when it came to the part where like him and you know Cousin Eddie are drinking the eggnog, with the moose glasses, we did
I
a
saw
toast
your picture
at
on
that
Facebook.
Moment.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
with the moose glasses and eggnog.
I saw that.
Nice. That's great. Yeah.
Is that tradition
cool.
or just started that?
No, I mean, I think we just, we're drunk. And oh,
nice.
Just thought,
nice.
In the moment, tradition. Yes,
well, it's Richie's dad was just like, we got to do it. Right. We got to do it. It's coming up. Get ready. You better.
That's cool.
Sure of that yet.
Nice.
He's very enthusiastic. And no, they're wonderful people. And they're just like super all about the holidays. Like
that's cool.
Yeah.
But so, they're over.
It's pretty cool.
This is my first year, like, in a family-oriented type Christmas. And we hung up the stockings and did all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be funny to put the most expensive gifts in the stocking. And then everything under the tree was just kind of B-list
trick
trash.
Trick them. B-list trash, nice.
Yeah. And I took the presents that were under the tree and I wrapped them in like duct tape, like six layers of duct tape.
Yeah,
and
you gotta make it a pain
and,
in the ass.
And a couple different, scotch tape all over everything. It took like 10 minutes to open up every present. But I got pranked, too.
You got pranked?
Yeah, because DC took well, I bought myself some gifts, too.
Oh, so, that's what the pictures were you were smiling right, about.
Yes,
on
I, bought I bought myself some gifts as well, and I put them
did
in my...
Did you wrap your own gifts?
I put them in my stocking.
Did you write
I
did, two right, gifts from Santa?
I wrapped one, and I put it in my own stocking, and then DC pulled it out of my stocking and ripped and rewrapped it and made it, like, impossible to get into. It took me, like, 20 minutes to get into this little thing, and only to find out that I bought it for myself.
What was it?
So DC took the gift from a tree and rewrapped your gifts?
Rewrapped my gifts to me.
Yeah. They actually under the tree saying, to Chris from Chris?
No, they were in my stocking.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just took, I wanted like this little, I'm tired of not having a mini screwdriver in the junk drawer for like working on sunglasses.
Yeah, I hate that.
For working on sunglasses and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, those little itty bitty. So we were like at the dollar store or something and I saw one of those little itty bitty screwdrivers. So I was like, I'm getting this. And I just threw it in my stocking when I got home. And he's like, oh, so
there's nobody else's, goddamn it.
Yeah, so nobody else is going to buy this for me. So he's like, really? You buying presents for yourself? So then he took it out of the stocking and made it impossible
so
for me to get it.
Chris, you were the swinging bachelor of this whole thing a year ago.
Yeah.
Look at him now.
The bachelor Christmas, and now you got stockings hanging from the fake fireplace chimney. And
it's very strange.
Is it strange?
Well,
still feeling it?
He's a family man now.
It's foreign. It's a foreign thing. It's a foreign feeling.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's the Fireball.
It's the Fireball whiskey, yeah, dude.
You did and just to sweat. Down a whole one of those.
It's all that corn syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all that money I lost last night.
Yeah. You fool.
Yeah. We got Chris and I got to
That's
see
why we didn't go because we were just like,
Norm MacDonald
we were broke
last
from
night.
Christmas and we don't know, have any business right. spending extra money right now.
Well, yeah. We walked in with a plan. And the plan didn't work, obviously.
It sounds like a failure.
Yeah,
plan.
And I had went ahead and sabotaged the plan way in advance. Because, you know, we walked into the casino and she was like, all right, each of us are going to spend $100. And in my head, I said, okay, that sounds like a good idea. But I know $100 doesn't go nowhere. It's not going to go anywhere.
Charlestown Hollywood Casino, we saw Norm MacDonald.
So I went ahead and macked out $1,000.
Macked out.
And then she was like, "Hey, give me a hundred." And I gave her $100. She's like, "How much did you get out?" $1,000. Well, that wasn't the plan. Well, I know the plans change, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What's $1,000? Just throw it away. Maryland, you should have just threw Maryland's, it in the toilet.
Yeah. I did come home with $7 though, and a whole bunch of points on my reward card.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adds up, dude.
Yeah.
It does. Get your free meals and whatnot.
Yeah. Maryland's the only place they say Mac. You know that? Like if you say
Mac
you're going
out
to the
your,
ATM, yeah. you're going to the Mac machine in another state, they don't know what you're talking about. But here locally, like we still say Mac.
Mac?
Because used to
I
be
haven't
the MAC.
Heard that in a while. And it took me a second, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that that's
I wonder what Mac stood
thing.
For.
Return
what?
Of the Mac.
Money access computer.
Macintosh.
I'm going to Google it.
I don't know.
Oh,
you're going to Google it?
There we go.
Here we go.
Google
here
is
go.
Right. Here we go. Learning, hey, welcome to the Hub Show, everybody.
Welcome. Yeah,
we should start the show
back.
Now.
This is what you're listening to.
We should start the show.
I think we already
Succotash,
have started
syrup.
The show. Charming Grisetta, Jay
Heiss. Hey, I'm Jay Heiss.
Christopher Canfield.
DJ Busy. Chris Canfield.
Mark.
Kids just walking in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Chris did.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hung a TV out.
We do. He got hung when he came in here.
Yeah.
The studio's hung now.
And here's another news for you, Charming.
So.
While we were at the casino last night at the Norm MacDonald show, I was standing in line to go into the end of the room, and who walks up beside me but Paul Shirley?
Oh,
Paul Shirley, and he comes up and he said, "Hey stranger, who are you?" And I tapped me on the shoulder. I said, "I don't know who you are." I said, "Are you trying to pretend you know me so that you can cut in line?" He's like. Yeah, I'm trying to cut in line right here. I was like, okay. And then Camille looked at me. She's like, you don't know him? I was like, yeah, I know him.
Yeah. we go way back to April.
The old chat and
right?
cut.
Yeah, the old chat and cut. Yeah, he did a chat and cut.
The old sly chat and cut.
Yeah, and then he said, we're coming back.
Sounds about right.
So he said, we're coming back for another season.
So he said.
He said that?
He said that. He said he heard that we're coming back for another season.
I don't know who made that decision.
Nope.
I don't,
nobody did.
I don't know. I said, that's new news to me.
It's a meeting that has yet to be had.
We are going to have a meeting about this.
Yes.
Between the three of us first. Yes. Or the four of us first.
There's so many meetings.
I know.
Oh,
I'm sorry, man.
So many words. Guys, why's everybody got to talk all the fucking
time? Do you guys
want to
know
time?
What MAC stands
Let's
for?
Let's have a quiet podcast.
Go ahead. Yeah. What's MAC?
You guys are going to feel stupid.
Machine Automated Cash.
Money Access Center.
Money
wow,
Access
he was close.
Center.
What do you say? Money Access Computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would it be a computer?
Is that the 80s name for an ATM machine?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Around here, they all said
MAC. Money that's right. Access
That's right, with a
computer.
Rainbow logo on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They all said MAC at one time, back in the day.
But it does say, why do people in Philadelphia call the ATM a MAC machine?
They don't call it a John.
That's the question.
In Philly?
Interesting.
Yeah.
They call the ATM machine a MAC?
I guess, yeah.
That's an interesting thing that in certain parts of the United States, they say, different things.
I like
things.
Those maps that show like, you know, yeah. Like
the lingo
or like yeah.
Like Minnesota
Hoagie.
They say
ew, yeah. Sub hero. We yeah, Hoagie. There's so many different
Minnesota they call things pop. Soda is pop.
Yeah, but Michigan too.
Soda pop.
I've heard people refer to them as a tonic.
Yeah.
A soda as a tonic. I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Hair tonic.
And then and
it's not even tonic water.
And
it's
Pittsburgh.
Soda water. There's a clear difference between those two things. Right. That's very strange.
I know.
In Pittsburgh, they add a I-N-S to the end of U.
Ewens.
I would say Ewens.
Yeah. That's a Pennsylvania thing all around.
Is it just,
Ewens.
Is it just Philly they call things Johns? This John, that John.
This John.
Philly, yeah. That's
I've heard people around here say that here in the Hagerstown
area. Yeah, but that's just filtering out from Philly.
Yeah.
I originated in Philly.
Hagerstown's a filtering place.
Well, I've
yeah,
never heard of
tri-state.
This one. What's it, what's
John,
this
you
one?
Could call anything yeah, your John. Your girl's your John. Your drink's your John.
About
your
to get this
your John.
John.
That's my John. I'm going to go hit
everything's
this John.
Everything's a John.
He kind of covered it yeah. in the original Creed. He talked about it because the girl was from Philly. She was calling everything a John. He asked her to explain it for the audience.
About to cop this John.
Yeah, she was saying stuff like that. He's like, what the hell's a John? She's like, everything's a John.
Everything's
like this
a John.
Mixer here is a John. This computer's a John.
Oh, okay.
Hey, stop scratching your John. You know, so
yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Which could be anything.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that my hand wasn't even down there. What the fuck? Bits of scratching your John there, Chris.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's anything.
Anything.
Well, Chris, we were talking. You put it out there on our Facebook message board. The documentary. You kicked my way or our way to watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
What's it called? Unnatural Selection.
Unnatural
this
Selection.
This is some crazy shit.
Now,
I haven't watched
I
it
this,
yet, so please don't thoroughly ruin it for me.
It,
though,
oh,
so
no. This is the gist. This
the
is
gist.
Be that going
this
into
something about GMOs.
Going into 2020, the Hub Show is going to be the spoiler show. We are going to go to the movies before everybody and tell everybody the plot of every single movie.
You know what we should
if
do?
If you want the spoilers, you come to us because we are ruining your
Charming
life.
Charming and I have talked about putting the Hub Show at the movie theater and just talking to people as they come out, but we should be giving away the spoiler as they go in.
Right.
He dies in the end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
We only cover the last 15 minutes of
That's
films.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst mystery science theater ever.
But this one here is going to have to be a spoiler because there's no other way to describe it. It's a four-part documentary.
I've only seen one.
You've only seen the first one?
First part, yeah. I haven't got to the rest of it.
All right. So this guy, it's all about
DNA.
Genetic
mutations.
And they're able to.
Do
how ever since, what was it, 2002, I believe, they cracked the human genome.
Mm-hmm.
So they show the book.
Right.
And the book is like of one person's DNA. It's like, you know, 3,000 pages of this four-letter code, right? And if you have, like, if you were, like, born with three arms, or if you have multiple sclerosis, or if you were born blind, or if you have some kind of disease, anything, leukemia, anything, right? There are breaks in your DNA.
Yeah.
And they can find the breaks
and
in the DNA.
Supplement it.
And now there's a protein that was found called CRISPR, a bacteria. It's called CRISPR protein.
Mm-hmm.
And they can attach the broken parts of the DNA onto this protein, and it will go find the broken piece in your DNA and splice it in. So in the documentary, there was a kid who was born blind. And they injected the whites of his eyes with this CRISPR protein and the broken part of his DNA, and he could see again. There was like that, and they can do it with any disease now. NIH can cure any disease.
Well, yeah,
they're saying.
I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about like that kind of.
But they're saying, there's this huge ethical. The show goes back and forth between like the government trying to holding it back because they say we don't want to play God, but we can cure every disease known to man, but we don't want to do this. And then it goes into people who are using the same CRISPR protein, like over in the Ukraine now, and they're doing designer babies.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are saying, no, that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing designer babies. You shouldn't be able to go into the womb and cure your kid's spina bifida. You know, you shouldn't be able to do that.
But the question is, why not?
But he's saying that, you know, the doctors are now asking over in the Ukraine, they're saying, would you like your kid to have brown hair or blue or blue
right.
eyes or green eyes or blonde
crazy,
hair?
Right? Some Frankenstein
we can get, we can guarantee that they'll have no diseases. We can even make them a male or a female.
Jamiroquai saying about this.
And the government is now using it to control animal populations. So they said that there was a big outbreak of Lyme disease going all through the Northeast, right? So to test it out now, this was just last year, I believe it got approved because it took like a years of going to court and everything. Mm-hmm. But they went to Martha's Vineyard mm-hmm. and yeah. Nantucket just to test out this theory so that they are ridding the islands of Lyme disease by injecting mice on the island with, they injected a few amount of, like a couple mice on each island with this DNA strand so that when the mice breed now, the mice will be immune to the Lyme disease. And when the ticks bite the mice, mm-hmm. they're taking the DNA in too.
Right.
So now when the ticks are breeding, the ticks are free of Lyme disease. So, but they're still saying, you know, it's unethical because you're playing with God. But in 2050, you're not going to have Lyme disease on those two islands.
I love it when Christians say they don't want to play. You don't want to play God, but at the same time, if you truly believed in God, then who do you think put the CRISPR here?
Right. And also, like, created the people who are creating these science experiments.
Yes.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
And then there's also these other doors that it's opening up where people are biohacking themselves now.
Yeah.
So there's one guy who worked for NASA.
The Incredible Hulk.
The one guy who worked for NASA, right? He's pretty much the main character, I would say, of the whole 4-part series. And he quit working for NASA. His job working for them was to try to make humans able to survive on Mars. So he was messing around with DNA strands and everything, trying to make it so that people could survive on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he quit working for NASA. And he got pissed off at the insurance companies and Big Pharma and everything because Big Pharma, for that one injection in the kid's eyes, he had to go through like years and years of trying to get it approved through insurance. Mm-hmm. And it ended up costing the insurance company like $1.2 million for one injection. And the CRISPR protein is free. He gives it away for free at all his conferences. So now he goes around he does these big conferences in Vegas and all over the place. Biohacking conferences, and he gives away.
Where do you guys think biohacking conferences are held?
I don't know, but he gives away like one little dish of this CRISPR protein, and he says this is only good for one use. But if you follow the instructions that I'm giving you with it, tomorrow you can go home and make 1,000 doses of it. So he's trying to put an unbalance in the thing. So you can go to his website, which is like Odin.com, I believe, and you can buy kits with the CRISPR protein in it, and you can like go online to NIH or go on to NIH.com and look in the code and see what disease you have, and you can pretty much fix anything in your kitchen.
Should we try this out?
There was a kit that he was selling for $80 where you could make your own antibiotics. So if you had if you got a sore throat for $80, he'll sell you a kit where you can just put your stuff in a little centrifuge there in your kitchen, little desktop thing. Make yourself an antibiotic.
With a security team, because I'm assuming.
Well, there was another part three, I believe, in the series was a guy who made the cure for AIDS in his shed in his backyard,
mm-hmm.
He got a guy on who lives in D.C. who had AIDS, found him on Facebook or something.
How do you track somebody down on Facebook that has AIDS?
This guy went on Facebook Live and injected himself with the cure to AIDS that this other guy in, like, Minnesota made in the back of his shed. And then, I don't know, a couple months later, the guy was found dead in a spa. Somebody killed him.
Which one? The guy?
The maker.
Yeah,
because they... Do you know how many drugs AIDS patients have to take every day? Like, right. I mean, there's a lot of money in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they figured that out a while ago.
Yeah. And the guy.
Look at Magic Johnson.
And the guy who has the website, who does the conferences and everything and talks about all this stuff openly, at the end of every conference, he injects himself with GMOs to make his muscles grow stronger and he grows taller, like Incredible Hulk type shit. So he's like taking, you know, because they're saying that, you know, a GMO is basically genetic modified organisms or whatever. So they can put it in corn or inject it into pigs or cows, which is what they're doing to make them grow muscle.
Right.
So it's basically the same exact thing. It's just changing their DNA with this CRISPR protein. So he injects himself with GMOs to make himself bigger at the end of every conference he does in front of everybody, in front of thousands of people.
So crazy. And to think, like, there's other countries out there that are less ethical than, say, our country that would just inject that into, like, hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Even care.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Imagine what Russia's doing.
Right.
Right.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. And, Russia's not allowed in the Olympics anymore, right? I don't know if that's
because
what they were doing.
Until recently. Because in the 70s, they were doing steroids.
Yeah. They had a lot of steroids.
But now, like, I think Russia's banned from the 2020 Olympics. Because they're messing with their people and making them bigger and stronger than everybody.
Still,
yeah, I think they're in the news. I heard they're allowed to go to the Olympics under like a basic flag, like a nondescript flag, but they're not allowed to say they're Russian or something like that. It was weird. There's something weird going
on.
But still,
what's to stop other countries now? What do you even call it? Technology, biological technology? What do you call it?
I don't know.
Shit you can do now, right?
Yeah, biohacking.
It's just
a crazy idea that you can make this stuff in your kitchen and just inject yourself.
Cool.
And
it's alive.
Everybody could be a superhero if they want.
It's awesome.
It's crazy.
Charming,
right? If you're smart enough and you try and do some research,
what
right?
What can we do with Charming on the roller derby thing?
I was listening to NPR and this lady, the scientist, was talking about how they like studied how like bacteria attacks viruses and how it literally like makes a slice in the virus to break it down.
Yep.
Like that's what bacteria does. And so that's where they got the idea for this stuff.
Yeah.
The DNA splicing and.
Yeah. And the thing about the.
I thought that was really cool.
And the thing about the CRISPR bacteria is that it is attracted to the broken part.
Yeah.
So you don't have to actually like
tell it where to go.
Tell it where to go. It just automatically goes to the broken part.
Yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive, guys.
It is, man.
It is. Right? But it's also a bad time to be alive because I don't know if it'll make it to the main market by the time we get dead or not.
We get dead? Yeah. Maybe by that time.
Yeah. I mean, they made a go about getting dead now. They made a glowing rat.
Yeah,
they went to NIH.
I actually did know about the glowing rat. Yes.
They spliced his DNA with a jellyfish and made a glowing rat.
They can do crazy shit.
This guy in Minnesota who came up with the cure for AIDS, he was trying to make a glowing dog. He's a dog breeder.
Mm.
And my God, he has this one dog that follows him around everywhere, and you see it throughout the documentary. It's this pit bull, and it is like the size of three fucking pit bulls.
Did he just try out different bioluminescent organisms?
He made it to the part where this sperm that was coming out of the dog was glowing, but he couldn't get the egg.
You don't need a
black
light.
It's crazy, right?
Okay, guys.
Bizarre. Fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, but I swear, that pit bull that was following him through the woods, did you see that in the first part? Like, he has this pit bull that follows him everywhere he goes, and that thing looks like it's fall from Underworld.
Right.
That is a huge fucking dog. Yeah.
So you get done watching this, because I know you were excited because you texted us all about it. Hey, you guys got to check this out, and I did and all that, but what do you do when you get done watching? You walk around the kitchen looking for ways to do this
shit?
Jesus Christ,
I'm just like rubbing my head like, Jesus Christ. I gotta get in on this.
Yeah.
Right?
Jairus. Let me call Jairus.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, that'd be a hell of a hub show, wouldn't it?
Right? Would you inject yourself with GMOs?
No.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Would you, Chris?
But I would use this CRISPR thing to fix problems.
Shit?
Yeah.
Chris, would you do it?
I got a lot of autoimmune shit.
Inject yourself.
That ruins my life.
Yeah, I'd do
Could you inject yourself with anything?
I don't know. I'm afraid of needles, but if I close my eyes.
With your hand, it's not going to work out, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a girlfriend.
Maybe if,
for
I just,
you, man.
Maybe if I just set it up on the floor and tripped and fell on it.
Booby trap yourself.
Oh my God.
Booby trap myself.
It's got rigs laying
I'll just
around.
Put the needle between the couch cushions and just go flop down.
Oh my God.
No, because you would know. You'd avoid the couch the whole day.
Yeah, right. Don't sit on that couch. There's a hypodermic needle in it.
What?
Yeah.
Booby trap. That's what I said. Booby trap.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you could change your DNA to make your boobs bigger? Speaking of booby traps.
You talking to me?
Yeah,
I think he's talking to himself.
I think they're big enough. I don't want larger boobs.
Can I GMO to John Holmes size? Is that?
I would get them smaller. But yeah. they make a surgery for that though. You know.
Reduction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For either.
Mm.
Yeah.
Reduction. Either or. Sin.
But what about you? Would you make your boobs bigger, Chris?
I know. I thought you were talking about yourself, Chris. At first.
Well, you said booby trap. Mark said booby trap, which got me thinking about boobies. Anytime the word booby pops up,
that was the trigger word there.
Pops
sorry,
in my
man.
Head. You can't talk about traps without boobies.
Yeah, well, you know, you can, but
trapping assholes.
I've never trapped a booby. How would you trap a booby?
Well, you want to look up the history of that term?
It's called a bra.
Booby trap.
A bra.
Is that what a bra is? A booby trap?
It indeed is.
Oh, it's a trap.
Right, we should start calling them booby traps.
I'd say your index finger and your thumb would be a booby trap.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That would be a nipple trap.
God.
Yeah, a nipple trap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
GMOs, folks.
We went from a super intelligent conversation to
booby traps.
Right.
Just pinching the air.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You missed that, folks.
But yeah, the reason they call it natural selection, right, is because of the strongest
the evolution of things,
strongest
yes.
survive, and we're talking that's happened over thousands of years, millions of mm-hmm. years, thousands of years,
thousands
dogs,
of years, yeah.
Dogs.
Well, yeah, like and mice, it's like nothing.
Animals and rats is really quick. Right?
The more simpler the organism, the faster
and
the
turnover. A pig can turn into a wild boar.
Yeah, you just release generation. It. Yeah, but all you have to do is release them into the wild and they'll turn
into
feral.
Boars,
yeah, it's really cool, actually. They start growing. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. I always thought that was really cool.
That's pretty crazy. I didn't realize that.
Like, but imagine we could do that to humans.
Any domesticated pig,
we can do that to humans now.
Just leave them into the
wild.
And they turn into like saber
tusks. And
we could turn into that'd be we could cool. turn into incredible hawks, all of us.
What happens if you let a guinea pig loose? Do they grow nasty teeth too?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Feral guinea pigs.
Well, what's
feral
the, guinea you pigs. Laugh at that and look at me like I'm dumb, but
I don't know.
A pig does it, so who's to say a guinea pig can't?
Right.
No?
I think that's a rodent.
A rodent. But that's like, I think a while back you were questioning the history of certain terms. One was jerry rig. Never figure out where that one comes from.
I don't
Who
know.
The hell
I, think
jerry?
I think it's jury rig.
Jury?
Yeah, it's
jury
rig. Like you
right?
rig
it's
the jury.
Because
gotcha.
You can rig a jury.
We've already been through that, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we
but
talked
like
about
well,
tonight's theory was tonight's theory was trapping a booby.
Trapping a booby.
Right. Mark with the fingers, though.
We still didn't figure out where the word succotash comes from.
You were looking it up.
I couldn't find anything on the etymology.
It's a type of food.
I would say that's German Dutch, is succotash.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah, Amish or no,
yeah.
not Amish.
Well,
yeah,
Amish like German.
Yeah, Amish or Dutch.
German Dutch Amish.
Or what's the
Pennsylvania Dutch?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it comes lost. From actually an Indian word, a Narragansett word.
Succotash.
It's Missiquitash.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, that was a lot harder to say.
And someone from Pennsylvania would translate that to succotash.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard him call it succotash.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah. From a word in southern New England Algonquin language.
What's going on with the Dutch? Why is the Dutch always related to cheapness?
What?
Well, when you go on a double, when you go on a date,
oh, going Dutch, you split it in half. Yeah. And Dutch doors are double; they're half and half.
No, it's French doors.
No, that's a Dutch door.
Oh, the door is the top and bottom is a Dutch door. Yes, and if you,
I was wondering that too.
And if you're rehanging a door, and you have to patch in like the broken piece of where the old hinge used to be, that's called Dutching a door. So it's all about
Dutching a door.
It's all about being cheap. The Dutch is all about being cheap.
Why is it about half?
I don't know. But now she's Googling this again.
I've got to know. Right?
Hey, look at this. Up on our monitor here.
Yeah.
We got a little fireplace.
I'm testing the monitors here.
I thought it was getting warm in here.
Well, I put the Hub Show, the Hub Show podcast we did last Monday. I set it to fire. To the fireplace. A little fireside chat.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, I got the credits in there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah.
So there you go. You know.
'Twas the night before Christmas.
And this is all it is, the whole scene with our podcast playing to it. Just a crackling fireplace.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
You gave yourself gifts.
Everyone was cackling.
He gave himself gifts, including his mouse. You gave yourself,
I was drunk on whiskey, and I suggest we open presents.
So safe to say we were
So we did open presents on Christmas.
Yeah, we were at your house Christmas on the 23rd when we did our last podcast.
There is an origin of that, and it is about them being cheap.
Is it?
But yes, the Dutch? It says the origin of the phrase to go Dutch
is
traced back to the 17th century when England and the Netherlands fought constantly over trade routes and political boundaries. The British use of the term Dutch had a negative connotation for the Netherlanders, who were said to be stingy.
Stingy. Stingy.
A nice way of saying cheap.
Stingy Dutchlanders. Yes.
Look at how much learning we're doing today. I love it.
Keep that one on the front page. And from now on, whenever you look up something, you say, "This just in."
And we go.
All right. That's the thing now.
That's our intro.
I love the Netherlands.
Yes. I've never been there.
I've been to Norway.
I've been there.
That's
pretty cool. I've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I want to go to Amsterdam so bad.
I went there as a kid, though. Yeah. It'll be the same trip we have.
It's weird that they, like...
Huh?
Well, just the name alone, the Netherlands, sounds like it's a place that no one should ever go.
Nether.
Right?
The nether regions, yeah.
Never go there.
Don't touch that.
Right? Moldor. That's where Moldor is. It's in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
I got asked if I was getting married again.
Are you doing that?
By who?
By multiple people. It's like the holiday season kicks
Come
in.
Come see me for
the
that
holiday
ring.
Season kicks in, and everybody wants to know.
And?
Her grandmother was at...
You brought it up, dude.
Her grandmother was at Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was like, oh, so is there a wedding in the plans?
Jesus.
And I'm like...
On the spot.
Is that what she sounds like?
Easy
like,
on the push, Grandma.
I was like, come on.
Pass the gravy.
I said, come on. Really? All right. I said, we got to think about it a little bit. And then what is it? 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, we go to Christmas, and she's like, so when's that wedding coming on? Jesus, Grandma. You just asked me last week. Give me some time to breathe.
Did you say it like that?
I did, actually.
Like, give me the gravy.
I actually did say it like that.
I thought it was funny. She didn't think it was that funny.
So how many times?
So wait, when are you doing this?
Why you guys put me on the spot?
You brought
because
it up.
Because you're already
it's
pretty
on your
much
mind,
married.
Obviously.
You brought it up. I mean, uh-huh. You were just talking you're about your family about Christmas.
Wait, Charming, this is a Hub Show news flash.
This just
Chris,
in.
Are you getting married?
Well, I'm sure eventually someday.
as long as you come see me to buy the ring, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know. I don't know.
Goodbye, Charmings.
I'll hook it up, Camille. Don't worry.
Chris, you brought this up, dude.
I know, right?
So how many times did they ask you this week when the wedding is
but
all
I had just oh, asked goodness. Him at our ugly sweater Christmas party, too.
Yes, Charming brought it up. You did.
But that's because Camille brought it up. And Camille said that you were ready.
Charming, that's not okay, you did that.
That's actually...
Just because you're set in your plans doesn't mean you get to... push out your beliefs on other people.
Right.
That's not what happened. That's not how it happened. Camille brought it up, and I was like,
atheism.
Hey, I was like, don't forget to come see me, and I'll help you pick out a ring. And he was like, what are you talking about? Burr, 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 burr.
Yeah, right?
He just...
Listen, I need money if I'm going to buy a ring.
Is that what you told grandma?
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. And listen, all my money is dedicated to getting this Gold Rewards point card down to Charlestown Racetrack right now.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like
you are hooked now, huh, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I brought you out there, man.
Yeah.
Taking out $1,000 at the Mac.
At the Mac machine.
At the Mac.
The Mac machine.
I'll be over here at the Mac.
Yeah.
Getting paid. You know. All right. Well, hey, Chris.
To each their own.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. I didn't think I would ever get married again. No. You know?
And here you are.
Yeah. I mean, it's not happening right away. Wow.
I'm dropping pens.
You are.
I never thought I'd be an alcoholic, but look at me.
Dreams can come true. Like,
he's got a He's got a beer and a fireball whiskey.
Mark, are you gonna get married again?
Alcoholism is the best disease ever. I would never inject myself with a CRISPR to fix alcoholism.
Over that? No.
No.
Yeah, I think we should all get the CRISPR.
Just do it in here.
We should do it. Yeah, like we're doing a drug. Yeah. We're all going to trip on acid or something.
One host at a time, not the same time. Like tonight was Chris's day to do it, and then it'll be.
And then we'll see what happens. Right. Yeah,
we're all fucked up.
Oh my god, I feel like I'd probably feel a lot better. That sounds awesome.
Maybe we should do acid and CRISPR at the same time. So you go on this like mind journey, and then you come back from it, and your body's all fixed up.
Right, but we could. I think you know what I think. CRISPR
sounds like a very bad idea.
CRISPR deserves DMT. That's what I think is the right one.
That sounds the right way to go.
Yeah, that sounds like the right drug.
Now, yes, if you don't want to inject yourself with a protein that is going to splice things into your DNA and then eat rat poison,
yeah,
that is not a good idea.
I feel like that's...
But
it might counterproductive. Like, it might make the acid not work because it's like, this is trash.
And it might put rat poison in your DNA.
Oh my god, yeah, it'll just carry the trash into your...
It might.
How would that work?
Let's find out.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's put cyanide on a CRISPR bacteria. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Bacteria or protein?
And I bet you, it's a bacteria. It's whatever. You know what I'm talking
about. I know, but that was a serious question.
It's a bacteria. It's a bacteria that is a protein or has a protein.
Okay. Just trying to learn the facts.
How many of them bananas?
Why is he so upset?
She's up to 98 bananas.
I've had all of the bananas.
You've had all of 99 of them?
There might be like a 0.05 banana in there.
Yeah. Half a banana? Did you know that if you eat 7 bananas, you could overdose on potassium? I looked that up too this week.
After his 8th banana.
Yeah.
Dropping
knowledge.
Truth.
Quest to figure out how to lower my blood pressure.
You're like, what if I just eat a bunch of bananas? I just do that?
Well, the doctors say that what your problem is that you're low on potassium.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you got high
they say the recommended dosage, get this. So the recommended dosage from the FDA of potassium is like 3,800 milligrams a day.
Americans are really deficient in their bullshit.
And the doctor can only prescribe you 99 milligrams of potassium.
Supplement.
Yeah, they can only... No, not as a supplement. They can... the doctor, the FDA controls blood pressure medicine. Blood pressure medicine is mostly made of potassium.
Right.
So, but the doctor is only allowed to prescribe you 99 milligrams. But the recommended dosage per day is 3,800 milligrams. I start looking up foods that are high.
Because you can't overdose it if you eat it.
So, yes.
That's why.
So I'm looking at... the results of overdosing on potassium are like death.
Yeah.
Right? But you're looking up
foods
that are high in potassium so that you can get more in your system. And like there's 350 milligrams in a banana. So if you eat like 6 bananas or 7 bananas, you overdose on potassium in a day. What other things do I eat? If I only eat like one meal a day or half a meal, one and a half meals a day, like small, if I'm eating small, where the fuck's my potassium coming from? It's not coming from it. So then you go to the doctor to get blood pressure medicine and he can only give you 99 milligrams because the FDA says that's all he can do. Well, what if I need 1,000 because I don't eat that much potassium.
He's going to tell you to change your diet like he did. Yeah.
Well, I don't like bananas. I don't like bananas.
I think there are other things that have potassium in them.
Huh?
Let's Google it.
You need a peanut butter your banana.
Well, yes, I've been looking at labels.
Yeah,
so
peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
I've been looking at labels, so every
morning.
That's
the second time this week I've talked about peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
That's good stuff. Love them.
I love them, too.
So every Graceland. Morning, a part of my routine is I wake up and I go get a glass of cranberry juice. One serving of cranberry juice has 220 milligrams of potassium in it. But what happens if I don't eat until 2 in the afternoon? And then I eat small, and then I eat again in the evening. And
these are the thoughts that run through your mind.
Where the fuck is this 3,800 milligrams coming
this
from?
This just in.
It's not coming from anywhere.
This just in.
I'm gonna start eating 36
foods high in potassium.
Blood pressure pedicine.
That's terrible. That sounds bad. It's my uncle pedicine.
What's up, child?
Foods high in potassium. Beans.
Mm-hmm.
Beans.
I love them.
Are
succotash.
Super high in potassium. Per serving, you can get up to 600 milligrams. Let's see.
So I need to get my legumes
shit,
in.
This is clickbait. Damn it.
Damn clickbait.
It's funny that the food pyramid was completely wrong.
Yeah, it was.
Completely.
Acorn
squash. What did they tell us to have, like, 18 to 20 servings of bread a day?
Wrong.
Right? Know, right? It was absurd. And then what was at the top of the food pyramid? What did it look like? Was there
vegetables?
Bananas.
Avocados, yeah. Acorn squash, beans.
Oh, I love avocados.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Ew.
Eat them in a salad.
Especially with
potatoes.
Acorns too. Potatoes. I'm not eating a potato.
What?
No.
You won't eat a potato?
You don't eat
too
potatoes?
Much starch in it. I'm not eating fries.
It is starchy though.
What about a baked potato?
Wait a second.
Very rare.
No, you have.
And you can have like a sweet potato. Those are good for you.
Those are disgusting. I don't like sweet potatoes.
You like yams? No.
I don't like yams.
You need to try my mom's.
Not even marshmallows.
Yam is different than a sweet potato.
Okay.
Swiss chard.
How about Brussels sprouts?
They are delicious.
Hell no. No.
Spinach. I love spinach.
No.
With cheese.
Only in a salad, like raw spinach, like that.
Yeah,
not that canned shit.
I can't do cooked spinach; that's disgusting.
But wait, you got me though. Yams and sweet potatoes—I've heard that before. They are different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are different.
I believe
it. You got me.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just.
I would imagine. I would imagine the sweet potato is sweeter than the yam.
Per serving of one cup of Brussels sprouts, you can get 342 milligrams of potassium.
There you go, dude.
That means I only need to eat 10 servings of Brussels sprouts a day.
You choose Brussels sprouts over bananas?
I need to eat 10 servings of Brussels sprouts a day.
Wow, this is pretty cool.
Blood pressure pill.
You can change it. If you do boiled.
Boiled
is less. 247.
Boiled what? Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts.
Bananas.
Who boils Brussels sprouts?
People, older generations of people that like to boil everything and cook well-done
cabbage
hamburgers.
Shit,
yeah. Going down 15, right? I pass by this little parking lot on 15 all the time on my way home from work, and there's a van that sits there that sells boiled peanuts.
Yeah. Boiled peanuts are delicious.
They're disgusting. Are you kidding me?
That's a southern
Who
thing.
Who wants to eat a wet peanut?
That's a southern thing.
Your nuts are wet.
Yeah, no, salted and dried.
It's a lot of...
All day, every day.
Testicle humor today.
What? A boiled peanut is testicle humor?
Boiled nuts?
No, you're talking about... Jay was talking about nuts.
No.
And Biz earlier was talking about donuts.
You had donuts
that were stuck
together.
Well, you did buy... You went to
Krispy
Kreme.
I didn't buy those.
And you bought donut holes. And
I didn't
do
that.
They are stuck together and they look like
Our guest
nuts.
In the studio before this brought these as a gift.
Oh.
Krispy Kreme. You know,
that stuff's made of crack,
dude. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Crack, sugar, and what?
Mark had to sit down to eat his.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
I love
those. The OG chocolate filled ones. Holy shit!
Wait, the OG chocolate filled Krispy Kremes?
Yeah,
I might go to Krispy Kreme.
It's a regular donut.
Not far from
Popeye's, glazed donut.
I know. I was already there today.
Inject the regular glazed donut with chocolate, like, and it's like the fucking most amazing thing I've ever.
I have a question for you,
eaten
Chris.
In my life.
Since we were all there, charming myself and busy, we went to your house Monday, the 23rd of December, for your Christmas
exactly
party.
Exactly. How many Popeyes chicken sandwiches? This is where we
record the last podcast of Good Times, a Hub Show holiday special. But yeah,
shenanigans.
We brought it. It was besides that, there was a lot of food at your house, man.
A lot of food.
Is it still there?
Yes.
There wasn't too much leftovers.
I've been eating it
today. Yeah, it's a lot of it. Yeah, this is an issue that needs to be worked out during parties holiday going forward.
Who brings what and how much?
No, yes, there's a lot of food. I don't know. Jay shows up like she had a smorgasbord set out. We went to the grocery store and we spent like $500 in groceries.
Wow.
And set out ham and a
you did
giant turkey.
Jay shows up.
It was a giant Christmas.
I enjoyed the ham was
buffet.
Really good. Yes, it was.
And things were special.
Pineapples and all. Yeah.
Specially made for people with special diets and
special needs. Yeah, I was just
and
being
then
nice.
And then we and then yeah and then you show up with what 30 no, chicken sandwiches?
A dozen.
That was a dozen.
He
showed
12
up
in the bag.
With 12 Popeyes.
I don't know
chicken
how many people you're
gonna
have there.
Bag.
I don't want them to be shy one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But 12 people, maybe 24.
Yeah, there's a lot of chicken sandwiches.
There's a lot of chicken.
Are those still sitting
we
there
brought
too?
The GB cast.
I was eating chicken sandwiches for 2 days.
The weekend.
Yeah, the whole weekend. Yeah. Jesus. But, you know, you only need one every once in a while. So I had like maybe two.
But none of them
the
got tossed. Good to say
the
they were all eating.
You're not even supposed to be eating
Popeyes
that stuff.
I didn't think so. Right.
Huh?
You're not even supposed to be eating that stuff.
I know, but I have to if it's around.
It's Christmas,
gonna go, it's
man.
Go to
the
waste.
Stuff I wasn't supposed to be eating, I've been eating
that's
all week.
Your excuse?
I gotta stop.
I can't let it go to waste.
I have to because Popeye's right down the street.
Right. Listen, ooh, if it's in my fridge.
You have to.
I can't throw it away. I can't just scoop things out of the fridge and toss them in the trash can just because I can't,
did you,
I can't eat them.
Did you finish the fruitcake?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that did get a
that
lot
was more of a
but
gag.
A half of it got eaten.
Did
at,
it?
It's delicious.
Yes, we took it to the, we took it to
what
the.
Was, what did you keep saying?
What?
What was your
the fruitcake?
Fruitcake saying that you said?
Remember now. I said something? I brought it. I brought it for shits and giggles because Camille said, no, don't
yeah,
bring that shit.
That,
I went and found a brick of fruitcake. Yeah. Sliced up and everything.
It's
yeah, and
delicious.
Then we took it to the family Christmas.
The next day. Indian gave it.
You
yeah.
recycled
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Recycled it's
fruitcake.
Recycling.
Thank you.
It did get happy.
And it has nuts. Yeah, good stuff.
And
yeah.
there's nuts in
yeah,
it.
There are nuts.
And I'm allergic to nuts, so.
You are?
That.
Yeah. You got the nuts.
Well, no wonder you don't want boiled peanuts. You're allergic to nuts in the first place.
No, not all nuts. I can eat peanuts and pistachios, so, I found out.
Which nuts are you allergic to, Chris?
But pistachios, aren't pistachios tree nuts?
Almonds, I believe.
I thought if you're allergic to one tree nut, you're allergic to all
tree nuts. You're allergic to cashews?
I'm allergic. Good, well, peanuts are not a tree nut.
They're not, but you said pistachios.
Well, when I guess the oil is roasted off of them, I'm assuming. Because I can eat a pistachio and be fine. But I cannot eat a cherry pit or a peach pit.
Why like would that, you eat
you
a cherry pit or a
well,
peach
if you get,
pit?
If you get
taught you to do that, dude.
Don't
if
do it. You break your teeth.
You don't eat the banana. No. Don't eat the banana peel. Don't eat like bananas. You're not supposed
Jesus.
To eat the peel, dumbass.
Well, you don't eat it. But if you bite into a peach and the pit touches my lips will go numb. My throat will swell shut. My tongue will swell up.
That's weird.
If I eat chocolate-covered cherries with the pit still in them where you have to spit the pit out, then my
who
throat will swell shut.
Who the fuck is making chocolate-covered cherries that still have the pits in them?
No,
that's
just
cruel.
You break your tooth.
Yeah. It's like the people that make those, like, you know, they make a Greek salad and they put the olives in there that haven't been, you know.
Seriously.
They haven't taken the pits out. It's like, that's so
we didn't ask
you don't like olive pit?
We didn't ask the pro.
You don't like olive pit? Olive pit's okay.
You eat the pits?
No, you don't eat the pit.
No.
You spit the pit out.
Yeah, that's not eating
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't want to. If
you
I
eat
if
a
I
raw
got
cherry,
order
you,
a salad and I'm just eating bites of the salad and I'm not expecting that and I bite down on
break
one
a
of those,
tooth.
It's not fun.
Seriously. Hey, look who walked in.
There he is.
Hey, we got a microphone over here for you. It's all set up. Yeah.
No, he's here to do his own
did
thing.
You,
hey.
Big Chuck is in the house. The
what
landlord.
Did he bring us? What's in the bathroom? Not
for you. It's
he brought
for
us
his.
Presents?
He brought his show.
He brought us presents?
No, this is the prop.
Oh, it's Christmas time.
The Big Show podcast is about to get recorded.
Is that Cupcake Moscato?
It is, indeed.
And ginger ale. Boy, that's a horrible combination.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Amsterdam peach.
Chris is not leaving.
He is making a concoction.
Chris is drooling.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow.
Big Chuck
cranberry
is here.
Cranberry juice. Is that what that is?
Serious.
That's landlord.
You know, I can get 225 milligrams of potassium out of that.
Oh, my God.
Just talking wow. about that.
Actually, yeah. I don't think that
that'll save me. That'll save me two pills from the doctor. Speaking of which, I only got a week.
So wait, are you on heart medication? Is that what you're saying?
Blood pressure medication.
Okay.
And I got it, but I have, but the guy at urgent care, he couldn't properly call me his doctor. He said, "I'm going to give you 30 days worth." And you need to find a doctor so you can keep on this stuff.
You have to find a cardiologist?
And I said, okay. So I'm down to 7 days worth left.
Of?
So, of 99 milligrams of potassium.
99.
I think I'm just going to...
New numbers.
I think I'm just going to go to CVS and just buy a bottle of potassium and just down like half of it a day. Or inject myself with
don't
some...
Don't fight the bananas,
to,
man.
I need to look up the CRISPR.
I'm not safe.
Maybe I need to go to NIH.com and Google what part of my DNA is making my blood pressure go up.
Really?
I feel like you have an issue with self-care. Yeah. And I think that
you...
think
I don't care about myself?
Clearly, if you're withdrawing money to go to the casino, but you won't, just go to the regular doctor.
Yeah, yeah. I do have a problem with myself. You're right. It's a good diagnosis.
That's I thought
Professor,
so. Yep.
Professor Charming.
That's right. Here
it's
we
good
go.
Good diagnosis.
That's right.
I always said that if I went,
I'm concerned that you're really
gonna hurt yourself. I like doing these high adrenaline things all the time. You know, every once in a while,
yeah.
Like I go like level 4 whitewater rafting or jump out of an airplane. And everybody's like, oh,
that's fun.
I'm afraid to do that. I would never do that. And my thought is always like, well, if the parachute doesn't open, at least I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
That's true.
So
that's true.
That's one hell of a way of looking at
it. That's a good.
Yeah.
So
all right.
You know.
Yeah, right.
But you
so maybe I don't like myself.
But you work for
know.
Yourself. So
maybe
that's
I'd,
good.
Well, that's a whole lot of stress and a fucking.
Right
you got an asshole for a boss.
Stress and a fucking.
It's just.
Good God! Who wants to work for themselves? I mean, you, working for yourself sounds really good until
let's
you
be honest,
actually
Chris,
have to do it.
I work for myself. How often at this point in time, if you were not the boss, you would have fired yourself?
Yeah, right.
Come in the office.
Yeah, yeah. I need to take like a month off just to fucking like so I don't fucking die of a heart attack.
Kill the boss.
So, yeah, so I don't kill myself, right?
Jesus,
it is not a good thing. Believe me, punching the clock, people, is not a bad thing.
I don't know. Yeah.
Everybody wants to be their own boss.
Grass is greener on both sides here, man, for various reasons.
I think.
I don't know. I remember when I used to work for other people, I had my evenings free.
Yeah.
I had my weekends off.
You don't feel like that
I
anymore?
Don't have that.
I think you have more time now. You don't think you do?
No, not at all.
You don't think it's like a roller coaster sometimes?
Well, it's
lulls,
definitely like a roller
the
coaster.
Lulls,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah. But I then what so. Do you do with yourself? You get tired of beating off when you don't have work for a month.
You just got to be okay with the time down, though.
I tell you what.
That's a mindset
thing.
Yeah,
I think it's better than to do with your time there, Chris. And,
well, it's free. It's the only thing that's free.
What would you call it? Before you had a girlfriend, you practiced your season's beatings.
Right.
I asked him how it was to wake up on Christmas morning, you know, as a single guy and all that stuff, and sure enough.
Yep. Do the season's beatings.
This
in
was
the
during the roller derby event.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
But yeah, you get a different. That's a pretty interesting conversation in itself, right?
What's
there.
That?
When you go from working for somebody else to working
sure.
for yourself, you get a different view of how money flows and how it
There's
all
more
works.
Responsibility. Mm-hmm.
You start thinking of it as like the that little meter, the electric meter box that sits outside your house. There's always money flowing in and always money flowing out. And the whole idea is to make sure that thing is either in the middle or flowing in the whole time. And you imagine everything in your day. Your cell phone bill's racking up. Your electric bill's racking up. Your rent's racking up. Everything is going minute to minute. And you need to make sure that you have more money coming in minute to minute than money is going out minute to minute.
It's always in your brain.
It's always in your mind.
Always in your mind.
I feel like that's just like... part of adulting, though, like
kind
paying your bills, like I mean, I feel like I'm always thinking about that.
But when you punch a time clock, you know exactly.
You know what you're going to be making.
No,
you know
exactly what you're going to make. I think it's because I work. No, because I work commission? Partially commissioned.
That's why,
yeah.
though. Yeah. If you work with a set salary.
I'm always thinking about
money. If you have
money,
a set salary,
awful.
Though, you know how much you can kind of maneuver right. yourself around that.
Yeah. But when you cut the cord and you free yourself up and you go, yeah. shit, I need to make more money today because I'm spending more than I'm making.
Right.
That means I need to stay here until 1 o'clock in the fucking morning.
You
got to
make up for
yeah.
it.
To make up for the loss, you know?
So, yeah.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking this is depressing as fuck.
You know what sucks?
Welcome back to the Hub
it's
Show.
It's February. It only has 28 months, but you pay full price for everything.
28 days.
28
That's
days.
One hell of yeah. a month.
No,
though,
it
dude.
Does. Woo. It's not fair.
That's the it's worst. Yeah. How is that? If there was 32 days, they'd charge me.
When are we? What's
yeah,
the
they're
going to
charge me
year?
For my extra
That's
day of cell
I
phone use.
What's that? Right.
When's the next leap year?
Is it this year coming
it's
up?
I think it
this
is.
Year?
Yeah.
Someone announced a leap year party. I don't know who does
that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Chuck, is your mic working?
You can talk. Come on in,
here we
Chuck.
Go. All right.
Come on in. Get in here.
It
think about it. Let us know what you think about it.
2020.
You know, I'm just like bugging in all the time, man.
We were in here talking right before you came in about injecting ourselves with GMOs. You down with this?
You want to try it?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it.
Man, I can't inject myself. Nothing. Y'all got like a nasal spray or some shit like that?
Yeah,
nasal
right.
I'm spray.
GMOs up the nose.
Yeah, I need a nasal spray. I'm scared of needles.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's, so I couldn't do it to myself. Man.
Well, that's what Chris is too. He's talking about setting himself up, like put it in the couch cushion or some shit.
Yeah. So I just sit down and go, "Wow, what was that?" And yeah, just,
that was just you guys could
needle,
set each other
put
up.
Put a loaded yeah. needle in the couch cushion.
Spy versus spy.
Jeez. That would be great.
Right though. That's it.
Chris
directly on it.
Yeah, I have the Incredible Hulk asshole.
Exactly. Puck it up for real.
My sphincter gets the turns green and just gets. Really fucking
pants turn purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get jabbed right on the hole.
All the time.
GMO. Whoa.
The gay community would be after Chris.
Yeah.
And his tight sphincter.
It's like a bitch in heat.
They had him out in the desert somewhere. He'd be the first small hugger. Like an
he wouldn't like me when
my
I get
God.
Mad.
Your farts are all seriously deadly.
Oh my god!
Hope so. I think we need to wrap this baby up. But
wait,
are we
gonna have? We should have a leap year party.
Is that a
how
thing?
Do you celebrate a leap year party?
Yeah,
why not?
What do I dress up
as? Do
it's a magical day that only arrives once every 4 years. I don't know.
Oh,
we should do something about it.
Oh, you want to create a holiday?
Well, people actually do it.
It is a holiday.
People have leap year parties, man.
People do?
Yeah, I don't know what they do at them, but they have them. They just leap up and down.
We could. I don't know.
I just found out about this whole pots and pans thing.
That's new to the black
community. Pots and pans?
For New Year's. Apparently, you're supposed to go out in the backyard and, like, bang some pots and pans together.
Who
the hell
that?
Says that?
I don't know. Camille told me this. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that.
I've heard of firing off a gun.
I'm going to Google that as well.
I've heard of firing off a gun.
Here we go.
That's a dangerous activity.
What? Banging pots and pans
firing
is
off
a dangerous
gun?
Activity?
Firing off a gun on amateur night?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that's
huge in Southern California,
that's
man.
That's a country thing.
Every year, some kid gets
do.
Killed by a fallen bullet, man.
Yeah. Right?
It's always in the news.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
They try to keep up with the fireworks over there at Disneyland. They start firing the guns off at the same time.
Pow,
yeah.
pow. I don't even own a gun.
What holiday is this?
New Year's.
We're making one up.
That's new to the black community.
Pots and pans, folks. Pots and pans.
Well, the gun's not aimed in the air.
We shoot at each other. We ain't shooting at
you. You're supposed to aim the gun in the air.
Nah, we don't want to.
Whoever survives. Yeah. Happy New Year.
Why do we
bang the other side.
This just in, why do we bang pots and pans on New Year's?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from an old superstition. People would make noises with their pots and pans to ward away evil spirits.
Ooh. There you go. Charm with them. She's full of it tonight, man.
Ward away.
I literally have a world of knowledge at my fingertips, like everybody else.
You were all about
trailer
evil
park
spirits
traditions.
And Halloween, and you didn't know this? You didn't know that there's an evil New Year's baby?
Oh, my God.
So
you didn't know that?
So I didn't.
There's a twin. There's a twin New Year's baby.
Is it doppelganger?
Corey Canfield is his name.
So
and he walks
spirit?
The streets of Hagerstown late.
What are you talking about?
It is diaper.
Evil spirits are scared of pots and pans?
That's what she said.
That
was a news report.
You make the noises that ward them away, apparently, is the superstition.
Evil
I did find some other strange traditions. Yeah, no. you wear certain colored underwear for what you want. Like, what you wear want? Yellow for wealth and success, red for love and passion.
Ooh, panties.
On New Year's?
It's red. I'm white. Go with some
yellow panties.
Yeah, white means you'll have peace, and blue means good health.
Oh, I need some blue panties.
What, black?
A group kiss. Wow.
No, no question.
That's
no
not happening.
Well, we already know what that's about.
Wait, there's no black in those colors?
In the Philippines, they wear polka dots.
Never heard of it.
For prosperity and wealth.
Never heard of it.
For the next 12 months. I'll polar bear plunge, fireball parade. That's right up your alley, Chris.
Fireball parade.
In Scotland, they set bonfires and they build bonfires and swinging poles with fireballs on them.
Awesome.
It's supposed to symbolize the sun and purify the
They do that
year.
In the UK too, right? In England? What? Isn't there Bonfire Day?
Guy Fawkes Day.
Yeah. That's Guy, yeah.
That's like November. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
November
the 5th of November.
Yeah. Never. But I thought
remember,
there was Bonfire
remember.
Day.
The 5th of November.
I thought that was something else. There's also Pancake Day. The English have Pancake Day. I know
they
that.
Have that's Boxing great. Day.
Yeah. And so does Canada and Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Where they return the gifts.
Apparently, the first house guest determines the New Year's luck. It's an old Irish superstition.
The first house guest determines
yes,
the luck?
Yes, if it's a tall, dark, handsome man, you'll have good luck. If it's a red-haired girl, you'll have hardship and grief.
I don't know any fucking tall, dark, gingers. And handsome men to invite Jeez. Over to my house
Throwing
early.
Furniture out the window. That's what they do in South Africa.
Ooh, that's
they
like
throw their furniture out the window.
That's called defenestration.
In order to get a fresh start.
You chuck your furniture?
Yes.
The fuck out of here.
Eating grapes at midnight. In Spain, that's what you do.
Oh.
What does it do?
Man,
one grape for every time the clock chimes at 12.
I always like the Spanish.
It chimes 12 times, right? So 12 grapes, and then what happens? Good prosperity or something? Or
yeah.
Good luck?
Yeah. It's for stuff. Prosperity.
Or a ginger-haired chick will show up. And
that's why people
fuck your life
that makes sense. That's why we drink champagne. It's a grape.
Hmm. That's probably that more than 12
what,
grapes in there.
That's, yeah.
I always like the Spanish, like the real Spanish.
So
yeah. Siestas and shit.
Yeah.
In Finland, they interpret a molten tin.
Tapas.
They throw the tin into, they have it molten hot, and then they throw it into water, and then you interpret the shape that it takes.
Wow.
Interesting.
Right. Oh, like some Harry Potter shit.
And the number one is trying to hear animals talk. What does the fox say? In Romania, if you don't hear animals talking on New Year's Eve, that's a good thing.
What does the fox say?
As if it ever wasn't a good thing to hear an animal talk to you. Yeah.
Isn't that a song? What does the fox say?
Yeah, that's why they use it. It's creative journalism. That's people do that.
That wasn't in the news article. That was you. That was in the article.
Creative journalism.
It was just
dude.
Them.
Them being creative. Yes. Not
dude.
You being creative.
Exactly.
That's why Charming's here.
That's right.
You're
creative
just
journalism.
Right. Charming Grissett, cloning journalism.
Cloning?
Or otherwise known as
repeating what's already in the news.
Reading
today,
an
tomorrow,
article.
And yesterday.
The expert Googler.
What an asshole I am.
That's right.
Googler.
I think we're out of here. Hub Show. We'll see you next year. 2020, Happy New Year. And we'll see you first week of January. Later.
You've been listening to the Hub Show podcast with Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, Jay Hush, and DJ Busy. And make sure to like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at The Hub Show. Till next time.